Hi, I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Colosseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. Augustine of Hippo lived from 354 to 430 AD. He was a convert to Christianity at about the age of 30, and the rest of his life he spent attacking some of the very ideas he formerly subscribed to. Augustine is well known to have been at least part of the inspiration behind the Protestant Reformation, and John Calvin had said that he was in fact a descendant of Augustine's biblical ideas on predestination, grace, and biblical authority. Augustine is still relied on heavily today, and I think justifiably so, because he lived during a special time, as God was using Augustine to steer Christianity in the right direction, only a few hundred years after Jesus died and resurrected. One of the ideas that Augustine came to reject was that which is called Manichaeism. Manichaeism includes as one of its premises that matter is evil and spirit is good, that there is a God of light and spirit, and an opposing God of darkness and materiality. After realizing his error in subscribing to Manichaeism, Augustine was driven to Christianity. The lesson here is this. It could be argued that Augustine was never able to eliminate the heresies that he subscribed to prior to his regeneration. Because he initially thought that matter was evil, it tainted his post-regeneration thoughts on Christianity. Matter is not evil. God created matter, and he declared it to be good. Understand that if you are sending a child to a civil government school, or you went to one, you may still have your prior ideologies tainting your Christian worldview. That is the biggest danger to being exposed to false ideologies in the first place. It isn't sheltering your child to give him a Christian education. It is wise in that it is protecting him from accepting heresies and having them be very difficult to acknowledge them and thereafter get rid of them. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecolosseum.com.